Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI. We will go to Gillette Stadium in just a couple of minutes. Bill Belichick with his AFC Championship press conference. He won't say a whole lot, obviously.
You never know. This could be the day, Dale.
This will be the day where he starts ripping Andy Reid.
Just is like, do you believe this guy with the clock management? Is he kidding himself? Maybe he destroys Tyreek Hill. Who knows? Who knows what he's going to do? Today could be the day. You never know with him.
Yeah, you kind of.
You kind of might.
You kind of
have a decent idea.
Have a pretty good idea. So yeah. we will pick that up live. We'll talk to Bob Fesco at the bottom of the hour. He's from the... Now, they're an intercom station, right?
Our sister station. That's right.
In Kansas City. They were saying, I didn't hear it, they were telling me that earlier this morning, Bob Fesco and the crew there in Kansas City were saying that we were claiming that the fans won't be as boisterous and loud because of the cold. I don't remember even talking about the fans.
We did not say that.
Okay, somebody else on the station might have.
Maybe somebody else did, yeah. I think they're going to be pretty rip-roaring ready to go, don't you think?
I mean, the only reason it might not be as loud is simply because with big gloves or mittens, not as loud.
Yeah, but he could scream.
Oh, yeah, they'll scream a lot.
And just to stay warm, don't you constantly have to be moving and like talking and screaming? I think they're going to get a lot of that. I think it's going to be real loud, unless the Patriots go in there and go up 14-0. They'll cool it down pretty quickly. But I would say for the most part, it's going to be as loud a place as the Patriots have ever played.
So I was already wrong in one prediction. Wrong in one prediction today when I said, you know, the league now controls these press conferences. The teams don't. And it's like Super Bowl press conferences, you know, where they pretty much go off on time.
Yeah.
When they say, you know, Bill Belichick's going to speak at 11, he's pretty much there
not
at
so
11.
Not so fast, my friend. I guess they're getting ready to go to it in just a moment. But
there's
Belichick's
Tommy Kern right in the front row.
That's good. He's going to be joining us later today, so he'll have good insight there.
He looks like he's trying to see where the camera is so he can, you know, get his mug on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. So he's on the NFL Network right now. You can see him. Front row, good seats for Kern. Real good seats.
Do you want to hear what Fesco had to say this morning?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
Dead when that right there is the spitting image of a Boston sports fan.
Looking for, you know.
Like, seriously, you have the Wet Bandits in 2018 stealing banners off the back of a truck.
My man had to run across three lanes. Traffic.
Did. And you're going to go with brain dead Chiefs fans? Have you looked in the mirror, Boston?
I am so excited. Like, you cannot believe how excited we are.
I can't even argue with them about the dopes there. Let's get out to Gillette Stadium and Bill Belichick.
An honor to play in this game, to compete in this for the AFC Championship. And really proud of what our staff and team have done to get to this point. Obviously, it's a very strenuous competition. And so to be here and, you know, to be one of the final four teams playing this weekend is it's a great privilege, and we embrace it, and I'm willing to jump in here with our best competitive effort, week of preparation, and you know, be ready to go against a great football team. Andy, who I have tremendous respect and admiration for, has, as usual, done a great job with his football team. It's a well-balanced team. They've pretty much led from wire to wire in the AFC. Had a great year, great record, outstanding team, do a lot of things well, obviously. And so that'll be a big challenge for us, and we're looking forward to the opportunity to compete. And we'll see you on Sunday night.
I encourage you to raise your hand if you have a question, please.
Bill, the forecast for Sunday is temperatures in the single digits, wind chill below zero. How does that impact preparations for the game and perhaps
playing out the game? Yeah, we're getting ready for the Chiefs, whatever it is.
Do you mind playing in severe cold?
Love to play in a championship game. Schedule whatever you want. We'll be there.
Does it change the play calling? Does it make it harder to throw?
I don't know. It's Wednesday. We'll see what happens Sunday night. Right now, we're getting ready for the Chiefs.
Coach, obviously, you're facing a quarterback with a great skill set. However, in his first full season in the NFL, do you think that Patrick Mahomes' relative inexperience can play into your hands?
Oh, I think he's a great player on a great team that's very well coached. They have a great scheme and a great system. He's got a ton of weapons, so it'll be tough to handle, as well their entire offense, as well their entire team. So we'll need our best game, we'll need our best effort, and that's what we're preparing to give.
Patrick Mahomes' ability to extend plays is obviously notable. What would be the key for your defense in those situations to how to react to that?
Yeah, well, it would depend on the play and what the situation was and so forth. He's, he has great ability to throw, and he can keep plays alive, but that can come in a lot of different situations. So whatever they are, we'll try to follow our rules like we always do and defend it the best we can.
Coach, is there any difference at all preparing for a team that you already faced in the regular season compared to a team that maybe you haven't seen recently?
Yeah. Look, we're going to do the best we can to get ready for this game. Last week we did the best we could to get ready for the Chargers. That's the way it is every week. So we'll take whatever our resources are, whatever the opportunities are, and do the best we can to be as well prepared and ready to go as we'll need to be in Kansas City. Doesn't really matter what else something else could be. It's what this is.
Coach, compared to that game in October, the location and the weather will be vastly different. Are the teams also very different from what they were then?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the game was quite a while ago. We've gone through a lot, a lot of experiences, learned a lot. I think we're better than we were. I'm sure they're better than they were. See what happened Sunday night.
Bill, the Chiefs were 3-for-4 on fourth down last week. I think they were 12-for-15 for the year. How does their ability to not only go for it but succeed so frequently on fourth down maybe change the way you guys will approach the game, or does it at all?
Yeah, they're pretty good on every down in every situation. So first, second, third, fourth down, they're good at all of it. So we're going to have to be at our best in all situations.
Bill, speaking of differences between the teams, the Chiefs have different players at safety. Houston is back compared to that Week 6 meeting when they didn't have Barry and Murray in Houston in the starting lineup. Last week, 0-for-9 on third down were the Colts' best third down offense during the regular season. What are the differences that you see in Kansas City's defense, particularly in that situation, from when you first faced them?
Well, they're pretty much of a game plan defense, so it shifts a little bit from week to week. It depends on who they're playing and what they're trying to do. So we'll see what they give us. You know, I don't know. We'll have to be ready for the variety of things that they do. And obviously, they have three outstanding players on the front that are hard to deal with. So we'll have to handle everybody, but certainly those three guys.
Bill, one of those guys up front for the Chiefs, Chris Jones, has had a really good year. Josh McDaniels was talking about him the other day. It seems like one of the things he's able to do relatively consistently is bat down passes. Is that something that you guys have to try to call plays around, or is that more on Tom to kind of realize where he is and have a feel for what might work when he's in front there trying to get his hands up?
All right. Well, we deal with that every week. It's always, that's always an issue. There are guys in front of the quarterback when he throws the ball, so that's a combination of a lot of things, what the route is, the protection that goes with the route, and the location of the defenders and the quarterback releases the ball. So I'd say they're all different on every single play. There are variables there, but we try to do the best we can to keep the pocket clean in front of the quarterback. Quarterback's got to do the best he can to work around whatever the obstacles are, if there are any. And the receivers have to position themselves in locations that are where we're able to get the ball to them cleanly. So we need good team execution on that. But he's definitely a problem. I mean, he's a problem as a rusher, and he's a disruptive player in terms of batting down balls or affecting the throwing lanes, even if the ball's not batted down for the quarterback. And the receiver have to make adjustments, and that's a degree of disruption, if you will.
Bill, is containing Patrick Mahomes just as important as getting pressure on him, and how do you balance that in this game?
Yeah, again, we're going to have to stop the whole offense. It's not one guy. The quarterback's good. The backs are good. Tight ends are good. Receivers are good. Line's good. Coach is good. I mean, they're all good. So we're going to have to play good team defense, and that includes everything. So they're all important.
Bill, when you're going against a team that has multiple elite options in the passing game, like Hill and Kelsey, can you describe the challenge of just figuring out how you want to prioritize basically your defense and how to take them away?
Yeah, well, that's what every team's dealt with all year with them. So that's what it comes down to, figuring that out, trying to balance it between rush and coverage and how you want to cover. And there's plenty of other good players out there, too. So, you know, you just have to decide how you want to handle it.
Okay.
Pretty good stuff.
It's pretty much what we expected.
Very complimentary, as he should be. You got the MVP of the league over there.
They're really good. They're well-coached.
Andy Reid is a good coach.
They're good on all downs.
They are. Third, first, second, even fourth at times. Like, Andy Reid's easy to make fun of because of clock management stuff. But overall,
he's a good coach.
He is a good coach. I mean, he's in the playoffs all the time, and he's got a good team. He's really good, I think, early in games. Again, it goes back to the clock management thing. And that is damning. Like, that is a skill that you want as a head coach. Late in games, you know, the ability to, you know, call the right plays, be able to manage the clock on both offense and defense in a way, or the best you can on defense, but on offense. And that seems to sort of let him down at times. But he has Patrick Mahomes now, so that might be the difference right there. Like, this isn't Alex Smith, not even McNabb. I know McNabb had some good years, but I think what Mahomes can do is better, and some of the playmakers that he has are better. I like this stat. Well, you can look at this one either way, I guess. Mike Giardi tweeted this out yesterday. The two longest plays allowed by the Patriots defense this year both came in week 6 to the Chiefs. The 75-yarder to Tyreek Hill and a 67-yarder to Kareem Hunt.
So, plus, in that exact same game, they gave up a 97-yard kickoff return.
Yeah.
That didn't go for a touchdown, but ultimately led to a touchdown.
Yeah, of course. And so, big play, like, if you're looking at big plays, the Chiefs are capable of that. And the Patriots, who have done a pretty good job this year preventing that against Kansas City, a different story. And even when you take Kareem Hunt out of there, you know, Damian Williams has done a really nice job, and their offense is still clearly the best in the conference, maybe still even the best in the league, even without Hunt.
So we've listened into Bill Belichick.
You want a little more?
No. No,
I don't
good.
Think so, Jason.
Yeah, no, I think we're good. Thanks. Look,
our quota.
He's a fairly predictable person anyway in these situations.
Yeah.
I mean, press conference situations. But in a pre-AFC championship press conference or a pre-Super Bowl press conference, it's going to be a cliche love fest. Mm-hmm. Andy Reid's a great coach. They're a great team. Mm-hmm.
No,
we're good. We're good. We're
good. Wait, so on the NFL Network, it says Bill Belichick 6-4 on the road in postseason as Patriots head coach. I don't think that's right.
Well, I assume they're not counting Super Bowls because they're neutral
sites. Those are all neutral sites. Brady's 3-4. So wouldn't Brady and Belichick's Patriots playoff record be the exact same?
You would think so, yes.
Okay, so toss that one out, NFL Network. What are they doing over there?
Yeah, I can't think of...
They don't have a crack staff like we do here?
Over the last, like, 25 years, maybe, including...
It says as Patriots head coach, though, is what it said. And then they just switched that graphic out to say he won 5 Super Bowls, which I can confirm.
Can confirm that?
They're listening to you.
5 Super Bowls. They were like, this doesn't look right.
We're here for you, NFL Network.
I think they have a losing record on the road.
Edge on you, or...
No, we're not going to blow up Belichick for crying
out loud.
That's
a bit of an extreme, Rossi.
I mean, look, Tom Brady will be a cliche fest when he speaks to the media as well, but he drops breadcrumbs. You know, there's little breadcrumbs, morsels. You can never, I'm going to repeat this, never get Bill Belichick off the spot.
No, he basically has a message and he wants to tell you, because even the Deflategate press conference, which was still his tour de force, that was his ultimate one. That was the great. They should just play that on a loop when he goes into Canton. That one was great. But even that, he was the one that wanted to say whatever he wanted. Like, he brought up Spygate. You know, like, he brought that up and you're like, whoa, wait a minute. And even with us, when we interviewed him last year and we were talking about the Seth Wickersham article, like we asked him about it and then he ran with it, but he easily could have just shut that down because he shuts everything else down. So, yeah, this is an easy spot, too, because we always make fun when he tries to talk up bad teams.
Yeah, then you sort of laugh about it.
You're like, come on.
It's like Lou Holtz when he was at Notre Dame.
Right.
You know, East Overshoe was the best college football team they'll ever face. And you knew it was ridiculous when he was saying it. Bill does that, you know, against bad football teams. He'll talk about, you know, how important the punter is for the team coming
in. And you're like, all right, but the Chiefs?
No, you
could talk them up pretty good. Pretty easy to talk them up.
And he's willing to, and he'll tell you how good they are because they are.
They're great. No, they're absolutely a great team, and not a great defense, though. It's not a great defense. I'm hoping it's another one of those Week 6 type of games. I mean, that was awesome to watch.
Oh, 43-40.
And the Patriots won on top of it. Yeah, I mean, that was as good as you're going to get.
Do you want that from both games, though? Or do you want that from...
Yes, I'm points. I want it in both games on Sunday, and then 2 weeks from then on the Super Bowl.
You really, like, even
points.
In the playoffs, you want the big points?
Points! Give me the points. What like do you want? Saints, you want 0-0?
I like a Keith nice defensive
like,
matchup.
Keith is like the epitome of Chick Stig the long ball.
I am.
He just wants points. He wants it to be 87-85.
Give me a Mike Leach offense out there. Five wide, spread them out.
Yeah, the
chuck
Mike
it,
Leach offense is one
it.
Thing, but then he has to be going against like Oklahoma defenses. Yeah. People that don't know, that's bad defense.
Yeah, let me get some of that. A little Kyler Murray action. Just run around, chuck it.
The love affair with Kyler Murray's getting to the next level.
You don't love Kyler Murray?
I'm a fan of his game.
There you go. Stop right there.
He'll be a top 10 pick.
I know he will. I've been saying that for years now. Years.
You also want him to be the Patriots quarterback.
I do. They are not going to have a top 10 pick, so that's going to be a little tricky. It's going to be a little tricky to get him. But I want points, and I expect points. Don't you think?
I think
even in the cold?
We've already talked about how the Kansas City defense is not very good.
No.
And you will be able to score points against them, even on the road. I know what the Patriots' problems have been on the road this year. Even in the cold, however cold it's going to be, you'll get points. Now, the question is simply going to be, are you going to be able to stop them enough?
I don't love
that's
that.
That's the whole, that's the
now, no, the I
Patriots
don't.
The Patriots defense is decidedly better than the Chiefs defense.
Right.
But is it good enough?
But it's almost like in the way the rules are set up in the NFL, it's almost like basketball in a way where really good offense, I feel like, still has the advantage over really good defense. Just because it's either... you know, pass interference, or they're going to call something on you defensively. You're at a disadvantage right away. So when you're playing against the number one offense, I mean, there's a reason why the Chiefs had the 24th ranked defense, and yet were still the one seed. Like, it clearly didn't prevent, and then they blow out the Colts in the first round. So having a great offense is more important than having a great defense. I mean, Baltimore had a great defense, and they didn't even get into the playoffs till the last week of the season, and then they got bounced out. So I think that the shootout is definitely in play, even with the cold. And if it's close, you kind of have to give the advantage to the Patriots, right? Because if it's close late in the game, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady figuring out the clock, or Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes figuring out the clock. That's advantage.
Oh, I like the Belichick.
That's advantage Patriots.
In the Belichick era here, there have been 12 times where the Patriots have played a team in the playoffs that they beat in their only regular season matchup. In other words, it's not a, you know...
in their only one, so not counting that right. Jets loss where right. they split with them.
Right, okay. So they only played, obviously played the Chiefs once this year. They're playing the same team. In the 12 times that the Patriots have played a team in the playoffs that they beat in their only regular season matchup, they are 9-3.
All right. Well, the Giants are two of those games, right? Did they beat the Giants in both regular seasons before they lost in the Super Bowl?
In the 16-0 game,
yeah,
beat the Giants and then lost in the Super Bowl.
Right. All right, that's pretty good. I'm telling you, the more damning stats are this season, the Patriots were 3-5 on the road. For Brady's career in the playoffs, he's 3-4 on the road. And the Kansas City Chiefs are 8-1 at home this year. I think it could come down to just to that alone. Because remember before the playoffs started, didn't we both say, hey, if they're when they're at home, they're going to win, and when they're on the road, they're going to lose?
That's the way I went into this,
and nothing
this
is,
entire playoff series.
Yeah.
I said if the AFC Championship game were at Gillette, I liked the Patriots. No matter who they were going to play, I liked them going on to the Super Bowl. If they were playing the AFC Championship on the road, I didn't like them.
And that's where I'm at.
But they looked so much better last week than what I had been seeing.
But still at home, though.
I know. I understand. Like they've been, I understand.
Yeah, so that
they were playing a real good team last week, and they just completely undressed them.
And if the Colts knocked off the Chiefs, then we would be booking our flights to Atlanta. We'd be all ready to go. They'd have a home game. They wouldn't have to leave Gillette. Andrew Luck trying to win a game in the cold in New England. Great, they're going to win. But them having to go out to Kansas City, we haven't seen enough of it where they've gone on the road and played well. I mean, I guess Chicago is probably the one signature win that they've had on the road. But they had a lot of opportunities, including teams that weren't very good. Teams that were significantly worse than the Kansas City Chiefs. They went on the road and lost. So, I don't know, they looked impressive. But I don't know if that's just, all right, we see this one week and then we change our tune. It's on Wednesday. We'll pick it Friday. But I'm leaning towards the Chiefs right now.
Now, we obviously have already said that the Patriots are a better defensive team than the Chiefs.
Yeah, for sure.
That's not even a question. It's clear. And the Patriots are clearly a better defensive team now than they were in week 6.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Remember we were talking about the defense early on in the season? Look, they gave up 40 points to the Chiefs, for crying out loud. They won because Brady outscored them. Their special team stunk. Their defense couldn't stop Tyreek Hill at all.
No.
Their defense is decidedly better now than when they gave up 40 to them in week 6.
True, it definitely is. And you could probably say Kansas City's defense is better, too, just personnel-wise. You know, if Justin Houston's playing and Eric Berry's playing, they didn't play in week 6. Those are probably their two best guys. So just based off of that alone, they're a little bit better. And the Patriots needed, you know, that game was crazy. I mean, the week 6 game was nuts. I mean, Patrick Mahomes got off to such a slow start and then was able to turn it around. But he threw a couple of picks in the game. You look at some of the other things that sort of happened. The Patriots really dominated time of possession. So they won the turnover battle and they had a lot of the ball longer. And they had to hold on to a 3-point win. Like, that was still a super close game throughout.
So that's what's happening down at Gillette. Bill Belichick's holding his AFC Championship press conference, which
he's locked
is
in.
A cliche fest.
He's ready to go.
I mean, good luck trying to get him to say something that he doesn't want to say. No. And he has, by the way, he really does like and respect Andy Reid. They really are, you know, pretty friendly.
Yeah.
And then the chances of him saying anything that anybody can take a negative away from, it just don't exist.
Now, has he already had 2 conference calls and an interview with OMF? Like, I feel like also a lot of the questions you'd want to ask are already kind of out there. But, I mean, this is the tradition. You talk to him on Wednesday, and it's obviously the Chargers are behind him. It's all about the Chiefs. But still, you are going to get a lot of the expected answers when asking him about the opponent. Now, he doesn't really give out much bulletin board material, does he? The Chiefs aren't going to say, Bill Belichick was disrespecting us. He wasn't. He's very complimentary all the time.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. The text line is 37937. We'll try to get a Kansas City perspective from Bob Fesco from our sister station in Kansas City. They've been talking about us all morning. We might as well talk about
them. Yeah, what do you call us? Airheads or something? He's very mean about it. What do you say?
I've been going through this whole thing. He just hates Boston.
Hates Boston?
Dale, you know what else he hates?
Dale.
What could be?
Hockey.
No. What would offend Dale more than hating Dale?
Maine.
Wow. We're going to talk to Maine. This nitwit?
Oh, boy.
Not only are we going to talk to him, we're going to hear a little bit of his rant when we come back because
about
play.
Maine?
Hates Maine? Leave Maine out of there.
Hey, well, we got nothing to do with this.
No, come on.
You're part of New Old England, as he calls it.
Oh. Well, it's clearly New England.
Well, we'll talk to Bob Fesco.
Kansas City's not even in Kansas.
We'll talk to Bob Fesco coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll get to your calls as well. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
The dynasty continues as the Patriots defeat the Chargers and get ready to face the Chiefs. React and talk about it right now. Now back to Dale and Keefe on Sports Radio, WEEI.
So you're going to call Chiefs fans brain dead. God, I hate that part of the country more than life itself. I absolutely despise Old England and everything about it. You can take your cape and you can take your chowder.
The lobster rolls are amazing.
The lobster rolls are fantastic. You can get those at any friendlies. You can take everything that you have, your arrogance, your pompous mountains and Maine. And you know what? You can take it all and you can all shove it into the Atlantic Ocean. Don't start talking smack on Kansas City fans. Hey, Boston, kiss my ass twice.
I was fairly certain we were going to be friends, too, until he started dissing my home state of Maine.
Wow.
Bob Fesco from our sister station in Kansas City joins us. What'd we do to you, for God's sakes?
Well, it was one of your guys on the other shows who called us brain-dead Chiefs fans.
Well, don't take it out on me.
Yeah, come on. I mean, if you're eating lobster rolls at Friendly's, maybe you guys are brain-dead.
I'll tell you what. My mother, I grew up in New Jersey, so I grew up a fan of the Yankees and the Giants and all of that. So the hatred for the Boston teams has always been there. But my mother's now retired, and she'll call me at least twice a year. She goes, Friendly's has got the lobster rolls on sale. You got to come home and get a lobster roll. I'm like, I'm not flying to New Jersey for a lobster roll, Mom. But, you know, so they got good lobster rolls. And when you're a senior citizen and you can get them for $10.95 when they have the special, you do
it's
it,
a good
right?
deal. It's a good deal. Let's be honest. It's a good deal.
I can't even pass it up.
I wouldn't eat it, but it's a good deal. It's a nice deal.
All right, so let's get the important stuff out of the way. How cold is it supposed to be on Sunday night?
Well, it's great you asked that question because actually the forecast has just changed and now they're calling for a high of 19 and to be partly sunny out. So the temperature has like gone up and only a low of 15 now. So I don't know if it's going to be that cold. And as they were saying on the morning show, I don't think the beer lines are going to freeze and the tailgating will be there and everybody's going to be loud in Kansas City. I'll tell you that.
How do those Airhead Chiefs fans feel about Andy Reid? Because I look at him from the outside, unbelievable regular season coach. But then when it gets into crunch time, you know, last 5 minutes of the game, he might not be the guy that I would want. How do the Chiefs fans feel about him?
Well, the wonderful Chiefs fans here in Kansas City believe that, like, they've got their trepidation about Andy Reid, but kind of my MO this week has been, it doesn't matter anymore about Andy Reid and that because we have Patrick Mahomes and he's not going to let Andy Reid. And he's going to go out there and he's going to make these plays and do things that quarterbacks in the past haven't done, from Donovan McNabb to Alex Smith and everybody else in between. This guy's got a special gift and a special talent. And we actually talked about it this morning. We can't remember one time this year criticizing the play calling or the clock management or any of that nonsense, you know, that we used to criticize and rip on Andy Reid with, because it just doesn't happen with Patrick Mahomes. And Mahomes said something last week about that the Tennessee game from a year ago where he was on the sidelines and he wasn't paying attention, you know, or wasn't playing, I should say, but was paying attention. And he said the number one thing that he learned was you can never let up. You always have to go for it. Always have to keep your foot on the gas. And I thought that's the money line. That is the money line for these playoffs with this team. Patrick Mahomes is not going to let Andy Reid.
Is there any concern among Chiefs fans at all about the Chiefs defense?
I think Chiefs fans definitely have concern about that, and rightfully so. I mean, for the majority of the year, they weren't good, and they played their best game of the season last week. I mean, without a doubt, their best game of the season against the Indianapolis Colts. And you know, I've never been as down on this defense as everybody has because it's always been a, you know, don't do anything, you know, from 20 to 20, but once you get inside the 20s, play good and limit the opposition to field goals and get a big play when you need to. So I've never been as down on this defense as everybody has, but I know a lot of fans are still kind of like, oh, God, I hope our defense can hold up Tom Brady and Gronk and, you know, Sony Michel and not let those guys run wild. So I think there is some trepidation on that standpoint, yeah.
How much of a drop-off, if at all, has there been going from Kareem Hunt to Damian Williams?
None, and I said that the day that we found out all this stuff came out about Kareem Hunt. I said, I don't think the offense is going to take a backseat at all. I think running backs are a dime a dozen, especially in Andy Reid's offense. I mean, look what you guys do up in New England, running back flavor of the day. If our quarterback is as good as everybody thinks he is, like Tom Brady, he can turn guys into superstars. And that's the exact analogy I used the day that it happened with Kareem Hunt. I said, you guys think that Patrick Mahomes is the next great thing. You think he's kind of the next Tom Brady. He can make anybody look good. And if you truly believe that about Patrick Mahomes, this isn't going to affect this offense, and it really hasn't affected this offense. They've done a nice job without Kareem Hunt.
Was last weekend the coldest game Patrick Mahomes has ever played in? Because I don't know where he played collegiately. Was that as cold as he's ever
not
played?
Not that cold, probably.
I would imagine it was. I mean, he's a Texas kid who grew up in Texas, played at Texas Tech. And so, yeah, I think probably was. And obviously this week is going to be a lot colder than it was last week. And so it was obviously the biggest game he played in because I asked him last week, I said, what's the biggest game you've been in? He goes, we played Texas once. I'm like, oh, okay, this is real new to you, right? like you have no idea what's going to go on when it comes to big football games. But he's unbelievable, guys. I mean, he's just got that pitcher mentality where if he gives up a home run, all right, it's on to the next pitch, and he doesn't let the pass phase him, and he just deals with what's in front of him. It's really uncanny.
Now, has there been anything that you've seen throughout the year that has slowed him down? I mean, obviously 50 touchdowns. He's going to be the MVP. He was great. But was there any types of defenses or anything that had more success than others against him?
You know, it was Baltimore, and the way that they got after him and hit him in that game against the Ravens. They had to win that game in overtime. There's a 4th and 9 that gets completed for like 48 yards. The Tyreek Hill that, you know, gives the Chiefs the opportunity to go ahead and tie and then on to win that football game. And I think Baltimore really shook him up with different coverages and getting after him and hitting him and pressuring him and, you know, forcing him to run faster maybe and sooner, I should say, than he would want to. And just beating him up, even after he got rid of the ball, hitting him and making him pay for every single play. And I think that's really the only thing this year that I look at and go, wow, that kind of, you know, hampered him a little bit, was that just the aggressive nature that, you know, Baltimore had against him.
Did you expect to be seeing the Chargers this weekend?
No, God, no. I'll never bet against Tom Brady and the Patriots. I mean, it's how could you, right? I mean, like, with all the years of success that that organization has, and especially in the postseason and especially at home, I mean, if you're picking the Chargers to win that game, man, I don't think so. I've said for years, I said, as long as Tom Brady's playing and Belichick's coaching, it's hard for me to bet against them.
Except this weekend.
What about this weekend?
Oh, I'm taking the Chiefs this weekend, obviously.
Yeah. What about the rest of your station? Is it kind of split, or is everybody going Chiefs?
Yeah, I think everybody's going Chiefs. I think people, like, you know, you hate to play the it's our time type of deal, but I think people believe that it is because we've never had this kind of optimism, and it all starts from number 15. I mean, we've had Andy for a while now. We've had Vermeil. We've had Marty. You know, guys couldn't get it done, and the difference has been this quarterback, and I believe as long as he has the ball, he has an opportunity to win. And this time, we hope to have the ball last, unlike, you know, week 6 up in New England where Tom had the ball last, and you knew he was going to win that game. I mean, I hate the whole, oh, score too quick. The Chiefs scored too quick in that game, right? Oh, yeah. And then Tom goes, you knew Tom was going to get the ball. They're going to march down the field and kick that game-winning field goal. So we're hoping the Chiefs have the ball last this time.
Patrick Mahomes is great. He's the MVP this year, or will be the MVP, obviously, with the season that he's had. When he's had issues, what's caused those?
That's a tough question because he really hasn't had issues this year. You know, we thought he'd be, you know, a guy that would throw 28 touchdowns and 15 interceptions or something like that. You know, a lot of people thought he'd be 8-8 on the year, but this kid is just so smart and he takes chances, but he doesn't put his team in bad situations. And I really think that the one game that you could really just look at is that Baltimore game. I mean, I keep going back to that one, and I'm sure, you know, Belichick has looked at that game about 15 times already, because that's the way you can kind of slow him down, is to just, you know, hit on him all the time. Just get after him and get nasty and disguise coverages and throw things at him that he hasn't seen before.
Now, obviously, you know, Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce get a lot of the attention, as they should, but watching the game against the Colts last week, bit of a Sammy Watkins sighting. Do you expect him to do anything this weekend?
I think that's the guy that's going to beat the Patriots this week, if somebody's going to beat him, because I don't think Belichick's going to let Tyreek Hill beat him this time. I mean, Tyreek Hill's had a couple of games against him. I think Belichick's like, all right, I'm done with that. That kid's not beating us. I think they do a really nice job against Travis Kelce. So I think the guy that's going to have the opportunity to go out there and make big plays is Sammy Watkins, because I think if you bottle up Tyreek Hill and you shut down Travis Kelce and Sammy Watkins beat you, then by all means tip your cap to the other side. I mean, you got them with their third offensive weapon, and if the Chiefs are able to do that, that's going to be a hell of a day at the office for them. I'm just such a believer in what Brady and Belichick do and how they go about things, that since Tyreek Hill has beaten Belichick once or twice already, he's going to take that personal and not allow that guy to go out there and beat him a third time.
We think that people from the Midwest are friendly and nice.
These guys are mean. Bob is not nice,
but, and he's from New Jersey. That's why it doesn't count.
That's right.
That's
a good point.
So assuming that, then we'll just play the game out. If the Patriots were to knock off the Chiefs this weekend, would Chiefs fans say, you know what, fellas, that's a hell of a year. Good job, everybody. They going to be all right with that?
For our team, the Chiefs?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, This is a year earlier than what we expected. This is like the 2014 Royals making it to Game 7 of the World Series, and we left Kauffman Stadium that day and went, that was fun, that was awesome. And I think because it wasn't expected, I think fans will be very satisfied with the season, because we saw Patrick Mahomes turn into what he did, and now we realize, you know what, all those years when we had to doubt the quarterback or doubt this or doubt that, all that's been taken away because of number 15. That guy has given the city and this fan base hope that we really, quite honestly, most of our lifetimes have never experienced before.
We've had you on a couple of times. We've enjoyed talking to you. You're part of the Entercom family. You're part of the family and everything. Lay the hell off my state of Maine, though, okay?
I will. My guy Mike DeVito, who used to play for the Chiefs, lives up there too, so I'm kind of hoping he heard that a little bit as well.
All right, Bob. Thanks. We appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Anytime. Take care.
See ya. That is Bob Fesco, who is joining us from our
that makes sense.
Our sister station.
Anytime, this is my prediction. This is my guess. Every time there's somebody in like the Midwest somewhere that has like a little bit of a snarl to them,
they're not from there.
No, they're from New York or they're from New Jersey. Maybe they're from Boston. They're from Philly. And they just ended up moving out there for some reason. They went to college out there. Or they got a job out there or whatever else it is. I bet that's all the time. Anytime you're like, oh, this guy in Iowa really went nuts. You're like, well, where's he really from? Jersey. That's definitely what's going on there. And
you hear it right here.
Hey, Boston, kiss my ass twice.
Yeah, that's from Kansas City Radio.
Boston.
But that's also, if you hate Boston that much, you wouldn't hate Boston that much growing up in Kansas City. You just wouldn't. Wouldn't you hate, what, St. Louis? Like, I don't, whatever the rivalry is there? Who the hell even knows? Yeah. You're not going to hate on Boston unless you're from Jersey. That makes a lot of sense. But he's good. I like talking to him.
I enjoy it. And obviously, look, the team that you know he covers, they've been really good this year.
Yeah.
And Patrick Mahomes has been really good.
But I like his point, too, or I thought it was fascinating that the Patrick Mahomes effect cancels out any worry about Andy Reid. So let's see if that's true. You know, because, you know, Mahomes, it's still, there's going to be decisions made by the coach that are out of the hands of the quarterback that could still impact the game. Like whether or not to call timeout on defense or whether to, you know, challenge a certain thing. Like there are certain things that I'd be a little leery of Andy Reid doing.
Patrick Mahomes threw two interceptions against the Patriots back in week 6.
Yeah. And 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, he did. but my point is, even though he threw the 2 interceptions and even though he scored 40 points, he still lost. The overall numbers in the playoffs since 2000, teams that win the turnover battle win 78.4% of the time.
Right, which the Patriots did that day.
The Chiefs had multiple turnovers in 4 games this year. And in those 4 games, they lost 3 of them.
Mm.
They gave up 5 turnovers against the Rams. They still somehow managed to score 51 points. They had 2 turnovers and lost to the Seattle Seahawks. They had 2 turnovers and lost to the Patriots in week 6. If he throws 2 picks in this game, they lose.
He's going to give you a chance, too, because watching Mahomes, he's going to do the thing kind of, you know, Favre. Everybody compares him to Favre with some of the throws that he makes. And forget the lefty stuff, like completing lefty passes or the no-look passes, but it's the scramble out to the right. If he does this, and he's going to do it, if he scrambles all the way out to the right, holds the ball, and then even on the run, chucks it to the middle of the field, and it's one of those where if Travis Kelce is there, catches it, turns and runs, that's going to be it's going to signal to me that it's the Chiefs' day. But if that is picked off by Daron Harmon or picked off by Devin McCourty, there you go. That might be the only thing the Patriots need.
All right, let's get to the call. 617-779-7937. Mike's on the truck phone. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing today?
What's going on?
Good. How's this? This is like when they were the Rams back in 2001. The greatest show in turf. You got to keep on hitting and hitting and hitting. As soon as you get them, hit them. You got to keep on hitting them, guy, until he softens up. And eventually, they'll just fall down. Like they don't want to play anymore. If you keep on hitting them, right, you're going to soften up.
I agree with you. Now, the rules were a little bit different back then. It was a little bit easier to hit Marshall Faulk and to hit Isaac Bruce and to hit all those guys then. But I'm with you. You got to be physical with them. But you also, to be physical with Tyreek Hill, you have to somehow get your hands on him. You have to somehow catch up to him. You have to be able to reach him. And
well,
I don't know if you can.
Even Bob, from a Kansas City perspective, expects that Belichick and the defensive staff will try to mitigate some of the damage of Tyreek Hill. I would not expect 7 catches, 142 yards, 3 touchdowns from Hill in this game, which is what you got back in week 6.
Yeah, but the Patriots do a great job on both sides of the ball of if you do something really well or if you have one elite player kind of taking you out. And the example I always use is the Texans. DeAndre Hopkins individually is as good as any receiver in the league, but he didn't always have a lot of help, and the Patriots can kind of take him out of the game. Chiefs are a different story. So if you take out Tyreek Hill, can you also take out Travis Kelce? And can you also take out Damian Williams? And as Bob Fesco said, Sammy Watkins, a former first-round pick, missed some games due to injury this year. But he's a talent, and so he's their third or fourth option. You're not going to be able to take everybody out.
Brad's in Boston. Hey, Brad.
Dale.
Hi.
How you doing, guys?
Great.
We're great.
I am here in Kansas City.
Good. Boots on the ground.
Doing some work. Oh, amen. And my daughter just sends me a text that says, hey, look at this at the church. Tom Brady's retirement party Sunday night.
At the church?
At the church.
How are they going to get the church involved with this?
Come
That's
on
unbelievable.
Now.
I'm going to have her take a picture so I can send it to you tomorrow. But
all right.
At the church.
We've actually
the Tom
seen,
Brady
other,
retirement party,
we've seen
huh?
other cities suggest that they were going to put an end to the whole Patriots reign as well.
I mean, if they want to throw a Gronk retirement party, it'd be nice, and they'd probably, you know, make sense. The Brady Brady's not retiring. Not happening.
No, I can't believe it. They're just getting me more pissed off and more pissed off.
Good. Good.
Before I let you go, can I do a shout-out to the Hanover Fire Department and say hi to my son?
Sure. Let her
rip. Love you, baby.
All right, Brad.
All right,
thanks.
Shane.
That's why we're here.
Out there. Thanks for.
See, I was going to say no, but as soon as he said fire department, I said
yeah.
Okay,
you're like, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
I had my finger on the trigger
nope,
for a blow.
Until
nope,
he said
there.
Fire department, then you said I'm going to leave this alone.
That's good stuff.
That only goes for Brad and Brad only. Okay.
Now we're not doing
you're
this
out.
All
we can
day.
We turn it like
here.
The shout out hour, where we just give out shout outs at the 11 o'clock.
We'll do it at 2 o'clock hour.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joins us just about an hour from now. Right back to your calls in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
A show that's bigger than petty name-calling and arguing.
You're a moron.
You're a moron.
The straight-edge Boston sports show fans want.
You go ahead and ask
him. No, you ask him. You're the one who wants to know this so much.
I hate everything about you.
It's Middays with Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
It is an utter mismatch right now.
Nobody could match up against Julian Edelman, who caught 9 passes for 151 yards as the Patriots routed the Chargers.
You beautiful son of a...
All night long, like Lionel Richie, bro, all night long.
Julian Edelman, dazzling all day long.
Inside the NFL does such a great job with the NFL films, footage, and mics and everything else. And they got the music and the big voices. So there was one little clip from Inside the NFL this week, which I got a kick out of. And they're showing Anthony Lynn. I'm not sure who the other coach is with him, standing there on the sidelines. And they're gazing across the field at Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
So listen to this short little clip as they're, as they're looking across the field. So you hear Anthony Lynn say, I don't see the hoodie today. And the assistant coach says, yeah, he's got a jacket on today. Now, these two dim bulbs from Southern California are standing there without any hats on or anything.
It's cold, guys.
Freezing their ass off at Gillette Stadium going, hey, he's got a jacket on over there.
How come he's not wearing a hoodie?
Because he's too smart.
He should wear the hoodie.
I don't see the hoodie today. No, he got a jacket on today.
Yeah, okay. He should wear the hoodie underneath the jacket, though. What's wrong with that? That's a good look, too.
He might have. It was tucked.
He had two. Yeah. He actually had the double jacket going.
Double jacket.
Yeah, I mean,
you're gonna need that again.
He's going to realize. By the way, we did actually retweet the Dale and Keefe WEEI Twitter feed. We did tweet out. We found the picture also from the Asbury United Methodist Church.
I can't believe they're getting religion involved in this.
On the sign outside the church, a lot of snow on the ground in Kansas City. By the way,
yes, yeah,
because they had snow this weekend, and the sign says Tom Brady retirement party Monday. Hashtag go Chiefs. Hashtagging from the church, really?
Hashtag, yeah. You're going to get it trending. Get people
Dale,
talking
there's
about
a show
it.
Called God Followed Me Now. So God's down. The Catholic
With the
church
social media.
It.
Unlike
it's
Adam
called
Gaze.
God Friended Me.
Friended, Jason. Yeah, come on,
I moved
Jason.
It to Twitter. It's going to be the next year. It's going to be the spinoff.
It's the sequel to it. Now, when I see this and hear this, don't you just think, oh, that's cute? Like, that's cute of Chiefs fans? Like, the Chiefs have never won a thing. What, they win Super Bowl 4, maybe? Is that right? I don't even know.
That was the last time.
Were they in it?
Yeah.
I don't even remember. That was a long time ago. They don't win anything. And when you think of teams that the Patriots hate in the AFC, it's the Jets. Well, Patriots fans hate. Steelers, Ravens, Colts, Broncos, specifically when... Well, actually, Broncos all the time. Jets, Dolphins, Bills. I've already named 7 teams. There's probably more. Titans? I hate the Titans more than the Chiefs. Who hates the Chiefs? Nobody hates the Chiefs.
No.
So when they're like, Tom Brady retirement party. Yeah, good for you guys. That's great. That's really cute.
That's cute.
He's going to be back next year.
Good job.
He's probably going to be in the conference championship game next year.
He always is.
Like, that doesn't even really bother me.
13 times. Think about that. The second most appearances in a conference championship for a quarterback is Joe Montana, who's been in it 7 times, and that's pretty good.
7 times, a lot of times.
This is the 13th time for Tom Brady.
It's a little silly.
So
it's a little much.
Even if you think that, I mean, I guess you think you're going to beat him so bad, he's at the end of the game. That's it. I'm done. Yeah, this team's so good. I'm out of here.
Let's see. The last
retirement party.
They made the conference championship game in 1993. That was the last time they did that. A lot of Patriots fans weren't even alive then. Let's see. When else did they make the conference championship game? Oh, they went to the Super Bowl in 1969. What was that? They were in the AFL. Like, what is this? I don't get bothered by the Chiefs at all. It's like a nice team. I like their uniform. I like their quarterback. It's a fun little team.
They have the most amount of days in between Super Bowl appearances. A Super Bowl appearance, should I say. It's them and the Jets.
Yeah, okay. So Super Bowl 3 and 4, right around there. But, like, that doesn't even bother me. Like, if that was the Steelers, you kind of, like, get under your skin a little. Or you'd just be bothered by it. And you're like, oh, these idiots. And then you'd want to, like, counter back. But with the Chiefs, you're like, yeah, whatever. Enjoy your conference championship game at home. Who knows when he'll be back.
I would say that Patriots fans are more quietly confident going into this game, where Chiefs fans are just exuberantly confident. We got Patrick Mahomes. We're going to overcome the stupid stuff Andy Reid does.
He's going to win the MVP in his second season, according to Shannon Sharpe. But do you think more Patriot fans... Actually, I don't know how many Patriots fans picked the Chargers. Some of them might have picked them to cover. Just straight up, who's going to win? I think most people pick the Patriots. Do you think that number is sort of, there's a little bit less? Because the Chiefs are a better team, and the Chiefs are at home. So it really should be. Now, if you're picking the Patriots both weeks, great, that's fine. But if you were going to pick against them, it makes much more sense to pick against them this week than it does last week. Even after last week's performance
underdog.
They're the underdog, and right, they're on the road. They have not been good on the road this year.
617-779-7937. Mike's in Wakefield. Hey, Mike.
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
I wish you had me on with that Jamoke from Jersey. I'd love to give him a piece of my mind.
Yeah, I hear you.
Coming to Gales, Maine. What, clearly hasn't been to Bahaba, huh?
Bahaba.
He has not been to Bahaba.
Bahaba.
No. All right.
Just what day it is.
It's hump day, Mike. Good call. Hump day. Way to go.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to this dog fight coming up this Sunday, man. But I got to double down on my take from yesterday, and I know, Dale, you disagreed with me, and you gave me a little crap for it. But, I mean, when it comes down to it, the Patriots secondary has been performing unbelievably well.
It's the drag racer.
Yeah, I know.
Their run defenses suck. And KC's got a great running offense. And I think it's going to be, I mean, when it's cold like that, Keith, you played football at the highest level, right?
That's right.
So, yeah. I mean,
Kansas City's running offense this year was 16th in the NFL.
Well, it's because they're too busy throwing it all over the yard.
I mean, you know, you can do rankings and everything.
Do you ever?
Do you ever look up anything
before you talk, Mike, or do you just throw crap out?
Mike, are you in a speedway? What is that sound?
I can't help it, man. It's the lack of exhaust that I have going through my engine all day. Right,
but Mike, this is like yesterday when you throw stuff out there. They had the 16th ranked rushing offense in the NFL this year. The Patriots were 5th. Now you're going to tell me the Chiefs run the ball better than the Patriots?
How are you not hearing the
run defense?
Exhaust.
The Patriots' run defense was 11th. The Chiefs was 27th.
Are you racing somebody at every light that you're at? What is that?
Hey, you tried being inside the car. I'm telling you right now, man.
I feel like I am.
It's
my God. It's my problem. I just hear this car nonstop.
I'll pull over, all right?
Well, no, Mike,
I'll do you one better. I'll kill the motor, too, all right?
No. Keep going.
You might never get it started again.
That's fine. So you're saying, Mike, you're saying that the Chiefs are going to run all over the Patriots.
Oh, absolutely. I think so. And I think it's going to be a really close game. I give it to the Patriots just because of the experience. I don't consider Patrick Mahomes to be a flash-in-the-pan quarterback. I think he's going to have a long and wonderful career, barring, you know, any season or any type of, you know, career-ending injuries.
Right.
I mean, the kid's phenomenal. And they talk about his arm angle all the time, and he truly does throw like a baseball player. I mean, the kid can literally bend the ball all over the place.
Yeah, he can huck it.
Yeah, and that's what really unsettles me a lot. But again, I don't think it's gonna be a high passing game. I don't care if it's 15 or 19 degrees; it's still too cold to throw. So
if you think it's a running contest, the Patriots win.
Yeah, no, like I said, I
not even
I
close.
The,
if that's the
I
case,
the edge of the Patriots, but I think the Kansas City.
You just told me Kansas City's going to run all over them.
No, but he said Patriots are going to win.
Yeah. So they're still going to run all over them. They're still going to run for 200-300 yards. That's my firm belief right there.
Uh huh. They ran for 115 a game this year. They're going to run for 200 or 300 yards.
Oh, and another, yes,
that's
they are.
300
and
yards.
And another thing, Dale.
The Patriots gave up 112 rushing yards a game. They're going to give up 200 to 300 this weekend?
Absolutely. I think so. Absolutely. And the thing is, like, they held one of the most high-flying offenses this year, being the Colts, to 13 points last week. These guys are all pumped up running off of adrenaline.
I don't want to take anything away from Kansas City because they're really great and they played really well. I thought Indianapolis sucked last weekend. I mean, they looked like a shadow of the team that had been the hottest team in football.
The Chargers did, too. Like, both teams, it was surprising. They looked so good the week before. They were both pretty hot. The Colts were as hot as any team. They both show up, one to New England, one to Kansas City, and it was like they forgot what they were doing. Neither game was competitive. And so I think the one thing that is the Patriots' run defense, the total numbers are respectable stats, but the yards per carry is what sort of jumps out at you. When a team does decide to run, they get about 5 yards a carry against the Patriots. So it really comes down to if the game is close.
By the way, the Patriots were 30th in yards per carry given up per game. The Chiefs were 31st.
Exactly.
So,
but I'm just saying, so if the game is close, I think either team could run the ball. What happened last week is both teams just sort of pulled the plug on it. You know, Melvin Gordon and Marlon Mack didn't really run much. Damian Williams had a really good game, and so did Sony Michel. The games were kind of mirrored. Like, you look at the two, and both teams, Chiefs and Patriots, were able to do whatever they really wanted last week.
It just, when you looked at this whole thing, and look, I understand how good Kansas City is, but to reiterate for people, okay, the New England Patriots were one idiotic defensive play away from having the game here. So let's not make it sound like the Chiefs are a decidedly better team than the Patriots are. They were that one play away from having home field here and not there.
No, but the
literally one play.
No, I understand. But the Patriots also beat the Chiefs this year. They beat them by 3 at home, and they've been a bad road team. And now they have to go on the road. Whether they should or shouldn't be on the road, that's just right. It is what it is right now.
Absolutely. It's going to be tougher to win on the road. But this idea that, there's this huge gap between these two teams.
No, there isn't. But the point is, wouldn't the tiebreaker be home field? Like, it seems oversimplified, but that's what I think it comes down to. Because I think the teams are very equal. Like, if this was a Super Bowl and they were playing it in Timbuktu or Atlanta, because I guess that's where the game is, it'd be much closer. It might even be a pick 'em. But the fact that the game is in Kansas City, and every time the Patriots have left Foxborough this year, they've not played very well. I think that's the difference. I think the teams are evenly matched. I think the offensive advantage is to the Chiefs, the defensive advantage is to the Patriots, the coaching advantage is to the Patriots, but home field is pretty significant. Both teams, and it's a big advantage for Kansas City. They're 8-1 at home, and then it's a big disadvantage for the Patriots, who are 3-5.
617-779-7937. Ryan is in Kansas City. Hey, Ryan.
I got to say, something else that you haven't thought about is, remember the Spears thinking that Brady was going to be called down at the goal line. I think it was like third and goal, and Spears ends up letting Brady go, and he goes in for the touchdown, which is a 4-point swing, which could have turned the whole game around when Kansas City was at New England earlier this year.
So no, there was a lot of plays in that game. It was the shootout. When we were just talking to Bob Fesco last hour, too, about if the Chiefs didn't score so quickly at the end of that game, they don't give the Patriots a chance to go down and win it. So, I mean, there was definitely a few different plays back and forth. I mean, that was super close, super competitive throughout.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that I like about it is the game is that close. Plus, you have the history of New England and Brady and all that. That gets in the mindset that you can't let it go. It gives you the confidence going in and say, you know what, we've been in enough shootouts. We can take care of this. The fact comes down is Kansas City is going to go as far as the defense will take them. If they can get half the defense they had last week against New England and half the defense they had against the pathetic Raiders, they have a legitimate shot with it being in Kansas City. But at the same time, you guys were talking about the post with the Brady retirement and all this and everything. that's just, you know, that's just for people having fun.
Oh, I don't have any issues with that.
Nobody's mad about
it.
Oh,
good.
I think it's kind of, it's, you know, it's whatever. Nobody's really mad about it.
Yeah. And you know, there's stuff going on. I mean, even the one with, there was one that I saw on Facebook that had, you know, when Brady was sitting on the field like he was throwing a temper tantrum and saying, but I don't want to go to Kansas City. Okay, have fun with all that, guys. I get that. I like the fact that the game early this year was tight. The fever pitch is even higher when the Royals were going in the World Series. I thought that was a fever pitch. This is even higher. You're talking World Series compared to the Super Bowl, which doesn't even isn't even the same ballpark.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But the fact remains is this is the first time Kansas City has had a draftable quarterback that has actually shown up and done something and has caused a stir that puts the confidence from the fans to the team to be able to do it.
Look, they have every reason to be confident in Patrick Mahomes. He was great. He had 50 touchdown passes this year.
Pretty good. First year as a starter.
Interestingly enough, only 19 of those were at home.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Uh-huh.
Weird. Well, he had a big game against the Rams. Again, that number kind of skews it. They gave up 54. They scored 51, and that was a road game. But still, yeah, he's been and last week, but also proving like they're still good enough. He did not throw a touchdown last week, and they still dominated the Colts. I mean, he ran one in, but still, like that's pretty impressive. For a guy who threw 50, for their offense still to be able to put up 31, that's something.
617-779-7937. We get right back to the calls with you. We talked to Tommy Curran at about 12:50 or thereabouts. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Kansas City's not even in Kansas!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.